So we're looking at the Sfasemes, end of the year, Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, and then the beginning of Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet. You know, the very famous Medrash Tanchuma, everyone knows, in Parshas Nasai, Simen Tezayin, where the Medrash says that from the very moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want to have a place in the world. I want to have a place where, like I have all of the Elyonim, all of the other worlds are mine, I want a place, I want a dira b'tachtonim, in the words of the Medrash. Amar Reb Shmuel bar Nachman, b'sho'a shabara HaKadosh Baruch Hu esayolam nis'ave. Nisava, like the word taiva, he had such a desire. Shiyehei loy dira batachtoinim, the Medrash says. Kimoi shiyesh be'elyoinim. And then finally, when did it happen? So the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Basi legani achoisi kalo. I came to my beautiful gan. Emosai, kishehukam ha-mishkon. When the Mishkan was built. The Kadosh Baruch Hu's desire, from the time of Maaseh Bereishis, was v'ikchu l'truma and v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti b'seichal. Question is, how do we do that? How can we create a place, a mere physical place, that can bring the Shechina? What can we humble, mortal, mere flesh and blood do to bring the Shekhinah to a place that we create with our own hands? How is that possible? Now, on the words V'shechanti B'seichem, again, so famous, so well known, Rav Moshe Altshuch, the Altshuch HaKadosh quotes Chazal, it says B'seichem, but really, if you're talking about the Beis HaMikdash, it should say V'shechanti B'seichoi. In it, in the Beis HaMikdash. No. B'seichem, in and amongst the Bnei Yisrael, the people who created, I'm now with them, in them, and amongst them. B'seichoi, b'seich kol echad ve'echad. That's where I am. I'm in and amongst you, but not just amongst you, in you. In the Yid, inside the Holy Yid, that's where I am. That's when the Shekhinah is with us. It's within us. B'soich kol echad ve'echad. How did we do that? Where in us lies the Shekhinah? Let's see the Sfasemes. B'Rashi, v'yikhuli truma. So Rashi says, v'yikhu means yafrishu. It means to be mafrish. To take from what's ours and designate it. Not so much the taking, but designation. Lahavdil, when Korach separated himself, it says, v'yikach Korach. It doesn't say what he took. It doesn't mean to take. It means he separated himself. And he thought he's separating himself also. I'm higher, I'm better. V'yikuli truma means to take something and now separate it and give it a higher quality. Yafrishuli mimamainam nidava perish. In the third line, on the right hand side. Shetzarecha adam lases mikol davar chelik laHashem yisbarach. Everything that we have should have a substrate, should have part of it, and in a sense, we understand not just that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, that's how they're Derdish. The Pasuk says, Yichli Truma, Me'es Kol Ish Asher Yedvenu Liba. So if you just pause after V'yikuli truma me'es kol, from everything. A person, a yid, should look at everything that he has and not just say it belongs to Hashem. I want to dedicate it. Something about this should be used for Kavod Shema. Everything that we have, va'af she divrei olam hazeh hem rechaikim ma'od. I mean, after all, worldly things seemingly are so far away from holiness and from being able to have some relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. Aval, and here's the big word, harotzon. The desire has to be tzarech liyos laHashem yisbarach. That's what it's all about. It's all about ratzon. What's that you want? You want your clothing to be nice so that kavod shemayim, you look like a ben Torah. You want your clothes for Shabbos to shine out because it's Shabbos Kodesh. I'm giving Haggadah's Eidus, Kibush Tishas, Tat Sheshes Yom Mimas, Esher Shemayim V'Esaretz. I have to be dressed appropriately to cover Shabbos Kodesh. And everything we have, anything we can use for a mitzvah, we should think about all of what we do, what we eat, what we enjoy. Even if a person takes off time to relax, a person takes time to look at Hashem's beautiful world, to go on a tiyul, and to say, wow, look at this beautiful ocean. It's a bracha to be made. You see a beautiful ocean. On my way here tonight, just walking here, I looked up, I saw Hashem Elavonu. Mitzvah Hashem Matzah Shabbos, we should be zoicha, we'll be able to say, one of the things that a Yid looks forward to. What does a Yid look forward to? It's an expression in Yiddish. Hashem Nelevona. Think about it. Is there another people on earth who talk about, oh, you got a beautiful moon, a pretty moon. And the moon is the moon. It's a waxing moon, a waning moon. Yidin have an expression, Hashem Nelevona. Why? Because there's nothing that we enjoy. So much as coming out Matzah Shabbos, and the din is to do it Matzah Shabbos because we're wearing beautiful clothes and we're at our best, in spirit and our best, even as we appear, and be makabel pnei Hashchina, because that's what we understand is what's seen in a new Sheina Levana, in a new beautiful Levana. Right? So you look at the world and you say, ah, what a beautiful thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. So the things that here still are completely His, and even what's ours, they are dedicated in some part, we'll see how much he gets into details a little later on. But they're dedicated in some way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not for me. It's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything. Svarim, certainly, right? But even a good book, person reading a good history. Right? So I want to understand Hashem's world. I appreciate that there's, even if it's written by a goy, chachma b'goyim, I can learn something from this. But I am a smarter, better person because I'm learning something from it. I'm a smarter, better person. So I can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu better. Everything and anything should be because there's a purpose that's higher and it's for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If it can't be, if that's not possible, then maybe it's something we shouldn't have or shouldn't do. Aval haratzon tzarech liyos laHashem yisbarach. It's all about ratzon, and that's why he says the critically important words of Rashi. On the words, asher yidvenu liboy, Rashi says, what does yidvenu liboy mean? As if we don't know that it means ratzon hatoiv. Rashi says, yidvenu liboy, ratzon hatoiv. Nedivos means goodwill. Because, says the Sfas Emes, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He doesn't want necessarily all of our gold and all of our silver. He doesn't need it. Li HaKesev, Li HaZov. The Pasuk says, the Novi says, it's all mine, it's all Hashem's anyway. You know what he wants from us? Goodwill. Because that's something we choose to think, feel, and then even express, manifest. Good will, the ratzon to serve Him, the ratzon that His name should be glorified, the ratzon that there should be Kiddush Hashem anywhere, everywhere we go. V'zeh atzmai hanedava. That's what is really being dedicated. That's what we're giving. Haratzon. And then he says an interesting, look how he says this. Haratzon lihiyais haratzon tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach. That's not redundancy. Haratzon lihiyais haratzon tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach. He wants us to desire and have a goal that everything we want should always be that we want it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the famous song, you know, Ach sh'alti me'es Hashem, shift v'es Hashem kol me'ach. No, it doesn't say that. It says, Ach sh'alti me'es Hashem, and then it says, Oysa avakesh. So, bakasha is more than she'elah, but nevertheless it's redundant. No, Ach sh'alti, Oysa avakesh, meaning all I want is that I should be on the madrega, that's all I want. The Ratzon is the key to everything. We know that. In Yiddish, they used to say, Medaf Novelm, right? There's nothing that stands against Ratzon. Ratzon accomplishes everything. In the Beis Medrash by the Chozer of Lublin, so the great-great-great-great-grandfather is like eight generations back from the Be'ala Rebbe. Today's Be'ala Rebbe is a direct descendant of the Yidda Kodesh, Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz. And he was still by the Chayza when a young Menachem Mendel, later of Kotsk, was a student there. And he was in the circle being influenced and learning from the Yidda Kodesh, from Yaakov Yitzchak Rabinowitz. And he told him one thing. He said to him, the Pasuk in Eicha, Toiv lagever ki yiso ol minu'urav. It's good for you as a young person to already take on as much as you can. Take on responsibility. Take on the yoke. Minu'urav, from your young age. And that's when he really started to really try hard. Nachum Mendel Mikotsk. The Kotsk said that soon after, he heard a conversation that the Chayze had with the Yidda Kaddish. And the Chayze asked him, is there a younger man? Is there somebody that you feel is really gaining ground and gaining from you? And the Yidda Kaddish said, Mendel, he really wants. That's good, he wants. Now the Kotzke overheard the conversation. And years later he said, at that time, When that happened, I don't think I really wanted. I didn't know what want means. But from the conversation itself, from then on, I want, became a lesson in wanting to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you have to think, I'm wanting to do it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also with the Yidda Kaddish, it's a famous story that the Yidda Kaddish was with some Talmidim and they came upon a peasant whose hay wagon had overturned. And he cried out to them in Polish that the Yids should come over, help me, right my wagon. They came over, two, three Talmidim, and they couldn't, it was too heavy, it was too bulky. And they said, we can't. And he yelled at them and said, you can, you just don't want to pick up my hay wagon. And apparently the word in Polish and hay, something sounds like hay. And the Yiddish kaddish said, you hear what he just said? We could pick up, we want to lift up even the hay in the Shema Kaddish, Yud Kei Vav Kei. We should want to pick up the hay. But we have to want to. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants us to have the desire. He wants us to want for His sake. And then he says a fascinating thing. He says, V'haratzon goyver hama'aseh. Will and the desire overpowers and is greater than the act itself. Everything that we do stirs up and makes a difference in heaven above. But when a person wants, it doesn't just change the constellation, so to speak. It doesn't change or add only to Kedusha. It actually can alter the Ratzon HaBayre. The desire to do right, the desire for Kedusha, causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon. It's hinted to as much as well in Avos, in Pirkei Avos. V'yodua, ki b'ratzon Hashem Yisbarach, mishapech hakol b'rega. With the Ratzon of a Yid, if Hashem wants to then respond to our Ratzon, his Ratzon can change in a snap. So we're going to read in a couple of, a week and a few days, we're going to read the Megillah. Mishapech, right? V'nahapechu. Everything turned around, and turned around in a moment. Esther standing before Achashverosh. Achashverosh had just a few days earlier had said, "Lahashmid laharig la'abed is kol Yehudim." He was as much a part of it as Haman. He knew exactly what he was doing and why, and wanted it. And she comes before Melech Achashverosh, and in a moment, the Ratzon of Achashverosh completely turns around, and now it's Haman who's going to be on the eights, and the Yehudim will be the ones to vanquish their enemies. He's going to give that very day over to us to eliminate them instead of them eliminating us. What are her words? What's the most powerful statement of Esther throughout all of the Megillah? She says, "Vatan Esther Hamalka Vatemar." But if it doesn't say Hamelech Achashverosh, so then it also can mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im hatzasi chen b'enech ha-melech v'im ha-lamelech toiv. T'nosen li nafshi b'she'elosi. And we are simply understanding that to mean, of course, literally it means that my life should be granted and not taken. But it means I have to have my nefesh. Nafshi b'she'elosi. What I want, it has to be my whole being that's dedicated and asking you, the Melech, nafshi b'she'elosi, v'ami b'vakashosi. And then in a moment, the Ratzon in Shemayim turns around 180 degrees. So the Sfas Emes is saying, the Nedava is important, not because of its financial value at all. And that's why when it came to building the Mishkan, there wasn't a minimum, there wasn't a maximum. Asher yidvenu liboy. The important thing was yidvenu liboy, the desire of the heart. That's what's being given. That builds the Beis HaMikdash. As he's going to say, let's look at Tafresh Lamed Dalet. Tafresh Lamed Dalet, at the beginning, v'yichuli truma, v'kasha, t'havalei lememer, yitnu. They should say, they should give. Pirush Rashi Zal, yafrishuli, mimamaynam nedav. That they separate and give up some of their materials. Nedava, nedava, v'nirash zeh b'chinash ha'pirush adam davar mishaloi. You take something and you separate it. Umavdiloi l'Hashem Yisbarach. And you give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not even the giving, but just you dedicate it. Shepeirish adam davar mishaloi. Umavdiloi l'Hashem Yisbarach. Choshuv lefanov. That's more choshuv. That's more significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yoser meguf hanesina. More than the actual giving is the hafrosha. Kiliya kesev li hazov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. V'ayis ha'nedivus b'shas ma'isa ha'adam l'aniach cheftzov o chafetzov ba'avur Hashem Yisbarach hu ha'lekicha. That's lekicha. Lekicha means the hafrosha where you say, I don't need it, I'm not important. You Hashem, your ratzon is more important. Your ratzon is my ratzon. It's through that that makes the thing kadosh. That's what makes the davar kadosh. It's not because I give it to Hektish. And of course the din is that it's got a din of kedusha, not from the time the gizbar receives it, but just from the time that I designated. And he goes on to say, that's exactly the din in truma. What's the din in truma? Chazal say, the halacha is, truma is nitelis b'machshava. Truma can be separated, you have to give to the kayin from your crops, b'machshava. Shal yidei machshava v'rotzon toiv nitelis u'misrei memes. It becomes uplifted and becomes kadosh through machshava. How far? To what extent? Up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Ad l'shamayim. U'mitzvah zu noheges b'chol davar. He says, this is a mitzvah in everything in our lives. Li'yos b'chelek l'shem yisbarach, like he said in the year before. Everything should have, some of it should be for Hashem. We should think about how it can be used and how I want to dedicate it to, and that I want to purpose it for some holy purpose. Va'osuli mikdash, hu bechol ma'aseh ha'adam. That's where we create a beis hamikdash, in the human heart. By what we want. When we want that everything we have, and we think about our every movement, we think about what we have, what we eat, where we go, what we dress, what we do, what we enjoy, and we say it's Hashem's and it's for Hashem and it's for the betterment and for the advancement of Kedushas Hashem and Kiddush Shemayim, we're building a Beis HaMikdash. Where? In our goodwill, in our hearts. So that's why Rabbi Elazar HaZikri, famously, Baal Sefer HaChredim, became a famous song. The words were adopted when Rabbi Yitzchak Kutna, Zatzal. The original words in the Sefer HaChredim were what? Besoich libi mishkan evne lezivoy. I'm going to, in my heart, build a mishkan, a sanctuary, for his glory's sake. Korban akriv loy. I'm going to give him up a korban. Not my life, meaning I'm not going to die. Nafshi hayechida. I'm giving him my nefesh. What's a person's nefesh? What's a person's life force? His lebedikait. That's his ratzon. His desire. And then, of course, it was changed and turned into the words, Belavavi mishkan evne lahadar kvoidai b'mishkan mizbeach osim. Karne hoidoi. Lener tamid ekachli es eisha akedo. Ula carbon akriv loy es nafshi hayechida. Now, nafshi hayechida doesn't just mean everybody only has one life to live. No. It means I have a unique nefesh. And we have to understand this and we have to feel it. The way a person says, I am taking on Shabbos now, tomorrow Mitzvah Hashem will be Shabbos Kodesh, the way we prepare for Shabbos, the way we get dressed and come to shul and say, there's no other Yid who's going to give up and make of himself and of his nefesh the avoda of saying gloriously to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for life and thank you for the world you created in its beauty and thank you for the Shabbos that breathes meaning into my life. Thank you, it's such a pleasure to be made HaGodas Edus on you. It is no one who says this and does it and feels it exactly the way you do. It's nafshi hayechido. That's very, very important. And that's what the pasuk means. Ish asher yidvenu libo. His heart. Nobody says kol neshama tehallel yahalleluya the way this yid says. When he's talking about his neshama, it's that's him. And when it's another person, it's her. And it's him. And that's the significance and importance of every holy yid. It's so important to feel it and know it and recognize it. That's why when it says redundantly in the pasuk, after it tells us to make all of the mishkan, it says v'chein ta'asu. So everybody jumps and says, what is v'chein ta'asu? It already says we should make it. So Chazal tells us that it means that if there's ever a keli missing, you have to make it the same way you did originally. If you build a Beis HaMikdash, it's patterned after the way of the Mishkan and the Kelim of the Mishkan. V'chein ta'asu in the future. But there's another meaning to it. V'chein ta'asu means, and that's what you should do all the time. You should always be building and making and living a life of asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'saycham in everything we do. Now he says, we'll conclude with it, he says a beautiful thing. He says, what's the shir for truma? Mishnah tells us the shir for truma is minatayra chita achas poiter esakri. But the shir that Chazal tell us is at least one part in 60. If a leiv yafev, a leiv toiv, it's one part in 40. Beinani, on average, a person would give one part in 50, but at least one part in 60. So let's continue toward the end of this first paragraph. V'isa ayin toiv is one part in 40. Beinani, one part in 50. V'ayin ra, chalila, echod mishishin. Why one part in 60? If in all of what you have, at least you have in something, part of it is somehow dedicated to Hashem, so it shouldn't be less than one part in 60, because otherwise, otherwise it's batel b'shishim. Everybody knows there's a concept that Chazal teaches us, tam ki'ikr. If something still has the tam, then it's ki'ikr. But if it's already so watered down or otherwise displaced by some other ingredient, then you don't taste it anymore. That's if it's 60 parts or more against the one part, let's say, of a drop of milk falls into a meat soup. So if it's batel b'shishim, it's like it's not there. You don't. It's insignificant. It doesn't characterize it in any way. It gives it no tam, and it's even mutter to eat. So truma, at the least, has to be one part in 60, not 61, because if it's one in 61, then your ratzon hatoiv is batel. In your other chitzoniyistic desires for your eating, for your wheat, for your bushels, for your farm, for your wealth, for your well-being.
But if isn't it 100 to 1?
No, that's bittul and truma. Yeah, truma. Yeah, but it's to create truma.
Why not?
Because to create truma is about rotzen. So it's in the din of creating truma, it's at least one part in 60. Says the Svasemis, were it one part in 61, it wouldn't work. Why? Because it would be batel b'shishi. It would be one part against 60. The whole point of that measure that Chazal gave us is because there should be in everything that we have something significant where it has shtikl tam, where you part of it is for Hashem's sake, part of it is for Yiddishkeit's sake, part of it is for Shem Shemayim's sake. At least one part in 60 of whatever it is should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. Rak echod mishishim, nishmar l'haniach, makom lachal olav Shem Shemayim. So that Shem Shemayim and Kedusha should root in everything about us. We need just keep that ratzon for Hashem's sake as an ingredient in everything in our lives.